Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great SRV bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, my good friend, your new friend, David Noble. He's not going to get away, though, folks. He's got a lot more to teach us. David, thanks again for being here. David, folks, is the director of the Peter J. Wirth Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation at UConn, University of Connecticut, and he's also the founder of Zatoichi Company, a blockchain-based startup. And I want to talk about that, David. Now, as we transition from the previous segment where you talked about how you're helping all classes of students, all majors and minors of students at UConn understand the concepts of entrepreneurship, we were talking about how they get paid in the future and how they'll have to learn how to monetize their work and their value in the future in a whole different way than we're doing even today for most people. Well, one of the mechanisms that will help them get paid, whether they know it or not right now, is what you're working on with Zatoichi Company. Tell us about that.
So we are building privacy in the digital world. That is exactly what Zatoichi's vision is, a place where people can partake in the internet and know that they're not being monitored on very specific and very personal and intimate types.
So you're saying if I'm surfing around on the internet, you're providing a way for me to be unknown to the people I'm searching or whoever might be wandering around out there looking for me?
So this is a little different. So Tor browser and DuckDuckGo do a pretty good job of that.
Yeah.
They have built a world where you can do that, but it's slower, right? This is for application-based technology. So it's infrastructure that you can build on and create a private pathway for consumers to interact with companies or for peers to sell products to other peers and record those transactions.
All right, what's the demand? Where's the pain that this is solving?
So right now, our first product is a product called GunClear. So that GunClear product will allow for gun transactions to be memorialized digitally, meaning you keep some track of that, but not be surveilled, to not sit in a database where one hack exposes every transaction in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that we also want to protect the integrity of that provenance, right? So who were the previous purchasers are shielded through this technology. 2 years ago, this wasn't possible to even contemplate.
And it's only possible now because of blockchain, right? Because of the way blockchain works?
Yes. So blockchain and the combination of something called ZK SNARKs, zero knowledge SNARKs. It's a mathematical process which allows you to trust the existence of the token, but not have to see the entire history like Bitcoin.
Just like I can prove that I own a Bitcoin to you without you knowing who I am.
That's it. That's precisely it. And not only
Why would that be important?
Well, on a gun transaction, it's important because once your wallet is known, mm-hmm. everything that happens with that wallet can be watched.
Mm-hmm.
So Bitcoin does a number of amazing things, and the wallets are anonymous, but you would have to give me the public address to send you a Bitcoin.
Right?
You would have to tell me who you are. And then from that moment on, I can watch you in Bitcoin. In there's two other cryptocurrencies, one's called Monero, one's called Zcash, and they'll bring this technology to Bitcoin in the future. They're working towards developing a cryptocurrency so governments and companies cannot follow every transaction. This is why Facebook wants to have their own cryptocurrency.
Right. No,
this
exactly.
is why
exactly.
people are paying $10 million to run a node on Facebook's network so they can see every transaction made with this Facebook coin. And that's powerful information.
This was at the heart of Satoshi, who that's with an S, by the way, folks, not Z, like David's name, David's company's name. But that was at the heart of what Satoshi was trying to accomplish with Bitcoin, wasn't it? I mean, that's sort of what you're working on is basically the essence of Satoshi's idea for blockchain.
So Satoshi had the vision of owning your own money, where you could actually own it and nobody could censor you and creating a censor-proof system. We're bringing that same vision to data. Mm-hmm. And we're only doing it in very small pockets, right? Very intimate data. Did you get XYZ test at the doctor?
Right.
There's no reason for everybody. You know,
exactly. And you're giving them control of that, aren't you?
Yes,
David, I gotta wrap it up because I'm running out of time. I need you to give us your website, please.
No problem. Our website is gunclear.io and Zatoshi, ZATOICHI.CO.
All right. Hey, David, you're going to come back real soon. You've got more to teach us. Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Take care.
David Noble, ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait for him to come back and give us some more on this. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.